Amen. Lift me up, and let me stand by faith on Canaan's tableland. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Amen. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. Amen. Lord, we want to behold your glory more. Yeah, Lord, we want to really climb upwards, ascend upwards towards you tonight. Amen. Lift us up and let us stand by faith on Canaan's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Amen. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Amen. I want to praise the Father for Romans 5:5. Oh Lord, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Amen. Going up or ascending is a good key word, because we want to see also the seven stars are in his right hand. I really enjoyed the word from Sunday. Actually, I don't have to add anything to it. It was wonderful to see the right hand and the seven stars that are in his right hand, how they can shine. I had a very strong experience on Monday morning. The 9 days leading up to Monday, I was not up on the higher plane. I was pretty down. I was very, pressed down and oppressed. And there is an enemy who wants to keep us down, doesn't want us to ascend. Of course, you try this and that to come out of your pit or being low. Sometimes it lasts or takes a while. But the experience on Monday morning was so strong. The Lord let me experience him as the Feast of the First Fruits and the Feast of Weeks. The power of his resurrection freed me from what was holding me down. And he took me up and set me upon the right hand where the stars are shining. And it didn't just happen like that, but the Lord also admonished me, exhorted me, and he told me, consider your prayer life and the way in which you pray. How did you pray last week? And then I thought, okay, well, we have fellowship in the morning as brothers. We were in Proverbs recently. And I realized that the prayer in his word can take place in one or two ways. From below, like if you are down, if you see your lack, and if you're on the earth, like a fallen star that doesn't shine anymore, then you also pray like a dull stone. Then you pray over the word of God like a dead person. Oh Lord, do this, help me. I wish I could have more of this, more of that. It's more of a begging and asking instead of living out the power and the reality and the life of His Word. And the Lord exposed me so much, yet at the same time, He lifted me up out of this situation. And there's a good example of how we should really pray, and this is of Jesus Himself. This was when Lazarus was resurrected, John 11, 41-43. Let's read that together, John 11, 41-43. John 11, 41-43. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, Father, I thank You that You have heard Me. And I know that You always hear Me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that You sent Me. Amen. Now when He had said these things, He cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Christian, come forth. Yeah, this was a voice as of a loud voice, like a trumpet. Amen. Father, I thank You that You have heard Me. Amen. Yeah, let's really eat this word and be strengthened by it. Yeah, Father, I thank You that You have heard Me. Amen. He has heard Me. Amen. And I know that You always hear Me. That You sent Me. Amen. That they may believe. Amen. Lord, strengthen our faith. Yeah, Lord, strengthen our faith. Amen. And I know that You always hear Me. Yeah, we should also pray in such a way that we believe that we have already received it. Thank You for everything that You want to give us. Amen. Father, I thank You. Yeah. And I know that You always hear Me. This really spoke to me. This is a prayer that's from above. It's with faith. It's full of life. It's full of power. This is the difference. I took this as my example. And the days following were not so easy. It wasn't so easy to switch. To not pray out of all my lack and deficit. For example, it's not easy for me to speak my offering directly to the Father. Like I often like to explain things instead of bringing the offering directly to the Father. And in this way, in this difficulty to kind of switch my mindset, so to say, was the same way as I had to switch my mindset concerning the prayer. And to really consider, how can I take these verses and really pray them from above? Of course. Mm-hmm. We can't go into another extreme because Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says we can bring everything to Him by prayer and supplication. Of course, there's a point where if something is really on our hearts and weighing us down, that we bring our supplications to the Lord and that we can really pray unceasingly. It's not that we can't do that anymore, shouldn't do that anymore, but Jesus is our example Himself and how to pray from above. Yeah, you have always heard us and you will always hear us. This has something also to do with the renewing of our minds. I need this consciousness that I am above, seated together with Him. Yeah, and I can thank the Father that He has already heard me. What really spoke to me concerning Revelation 1 is that we see that His voice is like the voice of many waters, and that He has seven stars in His right hand. And then we see the sharp two-edged sword coming out of His mouth, and that His countenance was shining like the sun in its strength. And then Psalm 89, 13 to 16. Let's eat these verses that show that have a parallel to Revelation 1. Psalm 89, 13 to 16. You have a mighty arm, strong is your right hand, and high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day long. And in your righteousness they are exalted. Amen. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand. And high is your right hand. Amen. High is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Thank you for your mighty arm. Amen. And high is your right hand. Amen. High is your right hand. Amen. Lift us all up.
Yes, Colonel.
Amen. Thank you for your right hand. Yeah, thank you for the stars in your right hand. Amen. Strong is your hand. Thank you. No one can snatch us out of your hand. Thank you. We are safe and hidden in your arm and in your hand. Amen. Blessed are the people, amen, who know the joyful sound. Amen. Amen. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. Amen. Amen. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. Amen. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day long. Amen. And in your righteousness they are exalted. Amen. Lord Jesus, we will be exalted by what? Our own efforts? No, by the Lord's righteousness. Yeah, here you see the renewing of the mind. Amen. We rejoice in him all day long. It's like Paul says, to pray without ceasing. Yeah, they rejoice all day long. And they will also be exalted from morning to evening. Amen. 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 In your name we rejoice all day long. This is the consequence, or the fruit of this. 14, verse 13, it says, not only the right hand, but we see a mighty arm. We see a strong hand. Shows me how secure this place is. Yeah, we know that his mighty arm is an arm who also executes his will. Yeah, and these are the seven stars. They're in his right hand. So these verses have something to do with us. So we want to be one with him, that we can move along together with him. I took a dance lesson before, and where one person just made very slight movements, and you don't need much movement, and you don't have to pull the other person along with you, but it just needs a small leading, small guiding, and if you don't let go of the hand, then you go with the person. If you start to try to resist it, then it needs a lot of strength from both people, and then it doesn't work. But we should work together with the Lord, move together with his hand, then it is in oneness, whatever we do. So that we can also, fulfill what he wants to fulfill on this earth with him. In verse 14, I see also this sharp two-edged sword. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. If you sit on the throne and you judge, then you need this sharp two-edged sword. And I thank the Lord that this was my experience. This sword was sharp. Yeah, with a sword, it doesn't actually hurt as much. If you try to cut meat with a dull knife, you need a lot of effort, and there are wounds, and it's painful. But a sharp sword, a sharp knife, cuts off the old, and it's gone. And this is what I was able to experience. And it's good that he has this sharp sword. And we too. If we know his laws, then mercy and truth also go before his face. Then we can also speak the truth. Then we can speak the sharp truth also to others. Not to destroy the other person or bring the other person down, but if we see something in another person, then say, come, let us cut it off together and take the sharp sword and move on. He's the Yahweh Rafika. He's our physician. And then he puts a band-aid on. He heals. Yeah, and verse 15 says, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. Don't we want there to be a joyful sound when we come to the feast? If we come to the Lord's table, do we really have this consciousness that we are bringing Christ in all the feasts, bringing all the experiences of Christ? I experienced three feasts. I also experienced not only the Feast of the First Fruits and the Feast of Weeks, but also the Feast of Atonement, because I had to humble myself for this. His table is so rich, and so we have more than enough reason to be joyful. Oh man, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. That means I need to know the reason for my joy, for the joyful sound. I need to know the Lord. I need to know the fullness of the Lord. And then also need to have had the experience. If I only know it in my head, and I've understood it, then I just nod. But if I really have had the experience, then I have the joyful sound. And we want to be these people who know the joyful sound, who know the reality of the Lord, who know his fullness. Amen. Those who know the joyful sound. Amen. We want these rich experiences of Christ. And then in Deuteronomy, let's read it together. 28:13. This talks about the Lord's promises, whether he gives us the blessing or the curse. And here it talks about the blessing. Deuteronomy 28:13, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. Where's the tail? Below? Where's the head? Above. Amen. Yeah, we want to go upwards and not descend. You shall be above only and not be beneath if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God. Where's Zion? Above? Yeah. The way that leads to Zion goes upwards, and it is also a narrow way. Yeah, Lord, we want to reach the goal. Want to, yeah, pray that we would ascend constantly and continually. This is such a promise. Yeah, in German, it doesn't only say you shall be above only, it says you shall always and continually ascend and go upwards. Lord, do this. Do this and work this, affect this in us, Lord. Amen. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today and are careful to observe them. Amen. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God. Amen. And are careful to observe them.
So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you.
Amen. Verse 14, yeah. So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Lord Jesus. I want to share an experience concerning the seven stars. Matthew 5, 14 and 16. Matthew 5, 14 and 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Yeah, nor do they, 14:2-16, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Mm-hmm. The light that shines before men has so much to do with our conduct. There's so many verses that bring this together. Ephesians 5, 8 also says, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And John 8, 12, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So our conduct, our walk is so decisive concerning whether this light will be visible or not. And I had an experience this week where I couldn't shine through my conduct because at work it's often, power struggles and people don't want to listen to one another and then there are arguments. And so quickly the old man is expressed and people talk badly about one another and then the lips no longer speak good things. But I don't want to allow this to be my conduct. I don't want to walk like this world. I want to speak that which is well-pleasing to the Father. I don't want to speak badly about others, but if necessary, then I speak directly to somebody about their conduct and to be honest and open to others. And the Lord confirmed to me this week that I could shine through him. There's a colleague, sometimes I ask him how he's doing. And I asked him again, and this week he said, you know what, I'm going to tell you something that I don't tell other people, that I haven't told anyone else. I trust you. And so even though I had told him things about the Lord and he wasn't open at the beginning, we have developed a very trusting relationship because he knows how I will deal with the information that he tells me. And so the Lord gave me a strong burden to pray for him. And then I took my lunch break to pray for him and to seek the Lord concerning him. And sometimes, yeah, the Lord has to let a lot of things happen so that the doors that are closed were closed before would be open. And I realize now it's the time where he's starting to open up and soften up. And I said, Lord, I will, I told my colleague, I will pray for him and that Jesus alone is his physician and that he can seek him now. And then the Lord could shine as a light through me in this whole darkness and all the politics at work. It's wonderful when someone can really open himself up to another person and that the word can then speak and then the light can then shine. So our walk is really crucial and decides whether or not, or determines whether or not the light shines. So do we look to create conflict at work or support the conflict, or do we pursue peace? The Lord says, walk as children of light. So there are three things that belong together: righteousness, light, and also life. All these three things are so connected to one another. And in Daniel 12:3 says, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. How can we turn many to righteousness if we're just as unrighteous as everyone else, if our speaking is just as corrupt as other people? Yeah, but if there's righteousness in our lives, then the light will also shine. The path of the righteousness is like like the light of the morning that will shine brighter and brighter. He says he will be the light. We will have the light of life. If we live in the new man and walk in the new man, then we will shine. Then the light in us will shine. First Thessalonians 5:5. Amen. You're all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Lord, we don't want anything to do with darkness, but we are sons of light and sons of the day. Also pray for my project lead that he will also become a son of light. He is not appointed to corruption, but to receive salvation. Yeah, receive the Lord. It is your desire that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. Pray that he would come to you in all his difficulties, that he would receive you into his heart, into his life, and that he would gain eternal life. May these difficulties turn out for his salvation. Amen. Show him the way of life. Yeah, lead him to repentance. Yeah, to true... Yeah, true renewal. Yeah, that he would bring him from death into life. Philippians 3:20. This emphasizes where we are. Let's read Philippians 3:20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. What spoke to me is that this also shows our position. We need to be aware of this, that our citizenship is in heaven, and from this place, from this position, we pray. Not from the earth, not from below, but from above. Amen. Yeah, amen. This word also saved me. This word concerning the stars. Praise the Lord. The stars are heavenly. I realize also sometimes when we're in the brother's prayer, sometimes I have this attitude inwardly, let the other brothers pray, and I'll draw back a little bit, I'll reduce a little bit my prayer or my participation. But the Lord said, hey, this is where death can come in when you stay silent. And it was so good. I could really keep the feast of the first fruit to get rid of this death, but I realized this wasn't enough. I also need the Feast of Weeks. I have to go up to the Lord. And that I read Revelation 4:1. It says, the door was opened up to him in heaven. And then it says, the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. This spoke to me so much. It says, come up here. The Lord calls us up to him. He wants us to come up to him. And it's not that the Lord just takes him and brings him up. He actually calls him and says, come up here. I've open the heavens up to you. I have prepared the whole way to you for you. Now come up, come before the throne. And this has really saved me. To purge out all death, and then to keep the Feast of Weeks, and to go up to the Lord. And what's the result? Verse 2, immediately I was in the Spirit. Amen. This really takes us up, takes us out of all of ourself, our flesh, and brings us into the Spirit. And then, behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Then we see so clearly how the Lord is sitting on the throne. And then we don't, our own selves are not in the forefront or in our focus. We are not of the earth, we are above. Praise the Lord for this word that saves us and also brings us and leads us upward. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Our citizenship is in heaven. It also has a lot to do with our thinking. Do we think in a heavenly way? Or do I think in an earthly way? At work, you can think about so many things, and then you think about, okay, what else can I do? It's good to always set our minds on the things which are above. Colossians 3:1 says, so if you then were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. To be a star that shines, we always need to set our mind on the things which are above. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Amen. This is such a salvation. If you're earthly, you think, oh, how can I reach this goal and how can I do that? It's all vanity. But set your mind on things which are above. What is really, really has any value. When the Lord appears, then we also will appear with Him in glory. This is what we should set our minds on. Yeah, we have died and our life is hidden with Christ in God. It's good to have this mindset. Yeah, to set our mind on the things above so we can shine. Amen. Let's set our minds on the things above where Christ is. Yeah, if our citizenship is in heaven, it's not an option of to be above or below. But it should, our normal situation, or, yeah, that we are above. And if we fall down, then we better make haste to get back up there. It shouldn't be that we think, oh, this is a high goal and maybe sometimes I can reach it. No, our citizenship is in heaven. Let's read again Colossians 3:1-4 and eat these verses. If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Amen. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is. Amen. Yeah, we need to look upwards. A plant, when it's growing, doesn't go downwards or to the left or to the right, but it grows upwards. The Lord is the true sun. He gives the light like the sun, so that we can grow upwards. Job 38. He reminds us of where we were when he created the earth. And his glory and his might is revealed in his creation. Creation really manifests and reveals his might. So we should also set our whole minds on the things which are above. In Genesis, he cursed the whole earth or the ground. So our direction, where we should set our minds, is above. So let us set our minds on the things which are above to the Lord, as it says in Colossians 3. We seek those things which are above where Christ is. Amen. Praise the Lord that we find Christ when we set our mind on the things which are above.
Lord, we praise you that you are sitting above Lord, we want to exercise this every day to look on the things that are above, not on what is on this earth. Save us, Lord. Save us from all earthly walk. Give us to be heavenly, have a heavenly mind, that we are stars that shine. I just want to confirm, we are stars in his hand, and we want to all be there. We are seated with him in the heavenly places. This is a fact, it's a truth. But how does it look with your reality in your daily life? Often it's different. How we come from below, from the earth up in the sky to be a star. We also see it in Revelation 1. Where are they? They are in the right hand of the Lord. Showing us we need the salvation. If we have not the salvation in the hand of the Lord, we cannot go upward. These stars in Revelation shining, but they have to be in the hand of the Lord. And not just when you have time you come, but no, it's consistently, always. Like he says, we should always pray. We should be the whole day in the Lord. This may seem a very, costing you a lot of energy, exhausting. No, it is. My experience today was the day started good with prayer. I went to the Word. It was very refreshing. I went to work and I started at my work. There were some issues and some problems. So I had a meeting with my boss 1 hour. But still, it didn't continue with that problem. We were stuck. And after a long time discussion, it was done. And my head started smoking. It was so tough. But the Lord then said to me, now stay in my right hand. So it's not a to-do. You always have to pray and be so... No, it's normal. It was such a relaxing moment to say, Lord, I now come to you. I want to stay with you. I want to stay in your right hand. I want to stay in your peace. So many verses that show how wonderful it is to stay with the Lord, to stay in his hand. Like it's written in Psalms, there's so many verses. I missed a verse. But you're saving those with your right hand who come to you. Or in 18, says, you enlarge my path under me. Your hand strengthens me. Now I know that the Lord saves his blessed by his righteous hand, and with his right righteous hand. Psalm 45, verse 5. Psalm 45, verse 5. Okay. Your hand shall teach you awesome things. Your right hand is full of justice, full of salvation. Lord, save me with your righteous hand, with your right hand. My soul looks for you, and your right hand holds me up. There's so many verses that are for our experience. You know, you see the enemy attacks you, but you see, hey, I want to stay in the Lord's right hand, that he keeps me in him, and my mind stays heavenly. Else I would go down in all the things that come upon me during my day. But it's good to pray like in the Psalms. 47 verse 11. Why do you withdraw your hand, even your right hand? Take it out of your bosom and destroy my enemies. You know, it's good to pray like this. Pray and sing to the Lord. Take some time with the Lord and stay in his right hand. Take a walk with him. That's how the Lord saved me. If we stay in his right hand, then we will have a heavenly mind and stay up. We will go upward. It's about the right hand shows his authority, but also how he saves us, how he helps us. Because we are in his hand, we are protected in his hand. His right hand holds me up. This is the experience. If we are lights in this world, stars in this world, we need this experience to stay in his hand. The right hand is really good that we stay in it. If we do not stay with the Lord in his right hand, it will be very unlikely that you will not fall down on the ground. Gravitation power always pulls you down on the earth. But in his hand, his right hand means power of resurrection. It helps us. And I thank the Lord that he put me in his right hand. Praise the Lord. Yesterday evening, I was really sad, but then today is joy. Not because everything worked out well, but no, I could stay in his right hand. I wanted to experience these verses, and I realized how it worked in my life. today. Praise the Lord. I also think it's pretty difficult. The whole day in the work, it's really difficult. And there's more and more, like the Pharaoh in work puts more and more on top of you. And an hour more here and this. Right now for me, it's really tough, like it's written in Psalms. There's treasure... The pressure on the heart increases. And during the day, it's not that even that easy. Sometimes you have no prayer. You can only say, Lord Jesus, save me, because you're so busy. But that's already good. But often my soul is in the dust. And in the end of the day, I'm so happy that I can come here to the people that know the joyful sound. And I also want to read, because also in the morning is really salvation, to come to the Lord. This is what I want to have in my heart. The grace of the Lord it is that we are still here. His graciousness is not over. Every morning it is new, and your faithfulness is great. The Lord is my part, says my soul. Therefore, I want to hope on Him. That's why I really want to thank the Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for every morning new that our soul can turn to you, and your grace is enough for the day. And thank you for all the saints and for the meetings, Lord. Lord, thank you. You encourage us. We want to stay stars that continually also give light and encourage each other. That was Ecclesiastes 3:20. Lamentations. Lamentations 3. This week I also thought at the work, and I thought, if we are stars and shine, why do I have to do this work? Should I stop working? How does it work? Because I have to do such earthly stuff. And you're so busy doing business. And it's like in Luke, when the Lord comes, they're so busy eating, drinking, selling, marrying. But they didn't know something is coming. They were so busy on this earth doing their things. Yeah, of course, we have to eat and drink. We have to do things on this earth. But where is my heart? Where is my thoughts, my thinking? How do I come from this earthly thinking to setting my mind on the things above? Today, people think about above, they build planes or rockets. But hey, we have something else. It's a power of resurrection, bringing us all the way up to the most high place. We already read Philippians 3, verse 20. But this... mind, maybe we can look at it again. Philippians 3:13-20. There are just a few verses, but you see the mindset of a star. Philippians 3:13-20. Let's read, brothers and sisters. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of one same mind. Brethren, join in my example and note those who walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk from the whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. For our citizenship is in the heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Amen. Hey, Jesus, hilf mir. Segne die Besetzung. Lass es wieder. So I run after the price. Amen. The price is the upward call. God calls us up. And how did Paul follow him? He said, I forget what is behind me. That makes us heavenly. If you have a lot of things to do and it all stays in your heart, you get heavy. You stick to this earth. But it's so good forgetting those things which are behind. Sometimes you have to remember, yeah, and job, but also forget what is behind and reach forward to the things which are ahead. The Lord wants to make us to a kingdom of priests. And this is before us, right? This is what we want to reach. And that's such an easy exercise to go forward. We don't need a rocket, but we have to forget what is behind and reach the things which are ahead. Amen. Therefore, as many as are mature, let us have this mind. As it says. 17, he says, hey, follow my example. Be my imitators. That's a star. You look how the brothers, how those who follow the Lord do. Let us all be examples for each other. Young brothers, wherever we are, we should be examples. Open your mouth and reach for the Lord. That's a good example. Lord Jesus, where are you? I need you now. This is good. it is a great example for the other saints. Forget what is behind. If you're fast in that, it's a good example. But some are not examples. For many walk, and I say it with weeping, enemies of the cross, who their God is what? The belly. Glory is their shame. That's very earthly. But our citizenship is where? It's in the heavenly place. Our body may be so weak. If you're tired or upset or things are there, you get some sickness. You think so much about, oh, I'm sick now. Hopefully it will be okay. And what do I have to do? Medicine. But don't think too much about your low body, but say, Lord, you can give me strength. My citizenship is in the heavenly places. This is a good example from Paul to fully focus on what the Lord is doing and pursue after that. The verses in Colossians 3 were my save. Were so good for me in the last weeks, and also Philippians 4. Philippians 4, 6 to 8. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, lovely, whatever things are good, of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The Lord showed me clear. Where do you think? Where are you focused on your sorrows and problems? What, or is it what is true, noble, just, all these aspects? If you're filled with the Spirit and have His burden on your heart, what is on His heart, then nobody can put you under the shuffle. Your light will shine. The Lord showed me the enemy tries with a lot of things, small things, to make us earthly and put us down. That's what he wants to do. And sometimes I want to hide, you know, all these problems, so I think I'm just gonna hide. But it's, you know, if you hide, it's like putting a shuffle on your light. It's a difference. If you hide under a shuffle, but no, Lord, not the shuffle will cover me. Your right hand will save me. Ephesians 4:14 says, therefore, awake who sleeping and stand up from the dead, and Christ will shine in you. Lord, without you we can do nothing. Therefore, I ask you, we don't want to sleep. We stand up from the dead, that you can shine on us, Lord. Lord, we need your light, Lord. Amen. Amen, Lord. In everything, we bring our desires before you with prayer. And your peace is higher than all our understanding. Thank you for your heavenly peace, that you protect our hearts and our mind in Christ Jesus. I had the same experience at the work, as many already shared, that, you know, at home, it's easy. In the meeting, you're happy. You come to the Lord and you praise Him. But if you're out in work, somebody tells you off what you did wrong. Somebody comes too close to you or didn't think about you and put you on the side, or because you follow the Lord, they even ignore you or make fun. What then? Does your light still shine? But as it said, set your minds on the things above, not what is on the earth, because you have died. Of course, we all want to be in the hand of the Lord. But there's two options, either you're heavenly or you're earthly. You can be both at the same time. That's why we really have to learn to put the old man to death. For you have died. Today, there was a situation where my old man came out. And then the Lord spoke and said, hey, now, are you shining? How is your reaction? Are you heavenly or earthly? And I realized, okay, Lord, I died. Also at my work, things are sometimes really, they don't make sense. But hey, I also do it for the Lord, right? It's not about to live myself. As long as the Lord puts me there, I'm a testimony for Him there. And the Lord uses this work to train me, to make me to such a precious stone. And therefore He prepared a lot of situations. And this one point really got very clear to me. I have died with Christ. And I realized I have to die. I have to put myself to the Lord into death. As it says, therefore, as elected of God, holy and beloved, put on what? Tender, merciness, kindness. We have to put on. And these go together. Put off the old man, but put on the new man. Live by the Lord. Amen. Thank you, we have died, and Christ is our life. Amen. This was also my food today. When I read this morning, and I prayed, I realized the Lord once says, show me. And this was the answer of the Lord to me, because I asked Him, Lord, how can I be a heavenly star shining? It is very much about your mind. Where is your mind? Colossians 3:3-4 shows the way. For you, what? You have died. But Christ is your life. He is your life. He's our life. That's where the power comes from, to put your thoughts on the things above. Because we're confronted so much on earthly things. If you are physically up in the heavenly before the thrones, you would not be confronted with all the stuff here. But we're here, on this earth. Why? Because we should shine on this earth. The shine should shine onto the earth. That's how it's written in Genesis. In your school, in your workplace, why are you there? To shine onto the people, onto this earth. So it only works if you're there physically, but your mind must be in the heavenly places. How does that work? If the old man who is so earthly died and Christ becoming your life, then you will see reality. That's wonderful every day to experience that. Lord, my old man who is so much sticking to this earth, he died. You know, it's not good. You don't have to fight so much. You just say, Lord, this is the truth. I stand on it. I pray this. I proclaim it. Do this. Proclaim it loud with your mouth. Lord, I have died. Therefore, I put my things on the things above. You are my life. Set my things and my mind on the things above. Lord, thank you. I want to shine. Then, wherever you are, there will be light. And then you realize the stars have this aspect that they are an example. Because they don't shine for themselves, they shine for the others to go the same way, to go to Christ. I'm not here to just have Christ for myself. No, I'm here also to shine for others, that they know which is the way to go. And there I realized I shouldn't be too loose. I realized with my boys, when now the small sister is there and she does what they do, I got more strict. I said, hey, you have to see, you're an example. If you start fighting, she will do the same. And I realized for the children, it's so important what we do, the example. And so the same with the people around you. They look what you do. You're an example. And the Lord in you, his life should be revealed. Already today, they can't see it so much today. But, you know, if you're somewhere at work, don't think this is enemy, the work is your enemy. No, you're there to be a testimony for the Lord. Because there are many, and he says, that don't walk as you should. They walk in their own. So well, there's so many. So you really have a big, a big job, because you are different. You have to be a star. It's a big, not opportunity, but a big, privilege we have. Isn't that wonderful? Whatever you do every day, we want to be heavenly. Praise the Lord. This morning, the prayer, I thought, all things for Yeah, it was also my experience this morning that everything for life and godliness the Lord has already given us. It was so good to pray like this. Thank you, Lord, for this present. I already have everything. I have your life. So today I don't even have to try hard, but you already have put me on the heavenly places. I believe this. To pray this with faith, that was so good. It gave me a lot of joy today. The Lord already gave all these things to us. It was not difficult to try to do something, to try to go up there to the Lord. No, but by faith, to mingle this truth with my faith. I just want to share on this faith. Ephesians 1, 19 and 20. Who puts his faith to practice will go up. What is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us, who we believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. This power brings us back to the heavenly places. Stars are in the heaven. And there is where the Lord has to put us back again and again. Sometimes death comes. But then what do you need? The power towards us that works. You know, this flesh we have is really... Yeah, there's a lot of gravitation to this earth in our old man, in our flesh. But then we have the exceeding greatness of his power. If you look at a rocket, they have a lot of power to go out of the gravitation, to go upstairs. This is amazing what powers these rockets have. But it's nothing compared to this power of resurrection. It's really exceeding greatness of his power. We need it every day. Sometimes in the morning when I wake up, I don't know what happened in the night. Sometimes you fall down. Even you have heavenly dreams, the next morning you're down. But praise the Lord for the exceeding greatness of his power. To us who we believe, it's really not about what you feel. It's not about if you feel good. If you feel good, then it works. No, it's not about how your feeling is. It's about your faith. For those who believe. This exceeding greatness power is for those who believe. So we can tell him, Lord, now you have to work as you worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him where? In the heavenly places. Lord, we can use our faith every day new to have this power to make us a shining star. Trust on it. This will make us shining. It's good to react fast, you know. In the morning you have a light, you shine, then on the way you have thoughts and they pull you down. As soon as you realize, Lord, I turn to you. You bring me back up above. And then we can shine more in the day. Whatever comes to us, we will be shining. Thank you for your great power. Lord, we believe you. Two verses that encouraged me this week. I didn't get it. We know that those who love God, all things will be to the best, serve to the best. Let your eyes look straight forward and be focused. Thank you, Lord. We can always look on you and to see that everything you let it work for us for good. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We look to you, Lord,
Amen.
Who are in the heavenly places. In the children's Bible, I read my daughter the story from Gideon. And they went to the war without swords and without spears. But they had only three things. What did they have? A trumpet, a burning light, torch, and some vessels, clay vessels. So when they went out, they had their torches in their vessels. So it was very dark. You see nothing. But when the signal came up, they broke their vessels and the torches came out and there was light. And the enemies were so confused that they started to beat each other by the light that shined. This is what we see in Colossians. You have the torch, the shining light that is within us, but around us there's a clay vessel, a vessel. And often the light cannot come out because of this earthen vessel. It's like a shovel, we hear it. That shovel is put over the light and you can't see it. But if you want the light to shine, you have to break. And this is what Colossians says. You have what? You have died. Therefore, even it says, kill the put all these aside. Lay down the old man. This is what it means, you know, to break this vessel. I thank the Lord for the story in the children's Bible. It encouraged me not to keep my old self, but to give it into death that the light of the Lord can shine. Praise the Lord.